Message number 1060. God the Father, the perfection of the lost paradise will be renewed to its former glory. Wednesday, February 26, 2014 at 16:26. My children, listen to me as I call to you and declare my deep and abiding love for all of you. Amidst the trials, the sadness, the cruelty, the wickedness, and indeed the joy and peace, I am in command of all. The time is ripe for the purification to intensify, but nothing, only good will come from these times. Think of these times as if a sick child is bedridden and struck with an illness which renders him weak, powerless, lacking in energy and nutrients, and with a very high fever. He will not recover until the fever has dissipated, and yet it is the fever which rids him of the illness. The purification of man has been foretold, and I allow it so that I can rid humanity of the illness which scourges the hearts and souls of those who do not know me truly. The divisions in the world will increase before they are finally exhausted. Wars having erupted and destroyed will disappear, and peace will reign. The apostasy will envelop many souls, but afterwards most of my children will see the truth and come running to me through the love they will experience for my beloved Son Jesus Christ. My creation will become perfect when Satan and every demon who infests the earth have been banished. The light will become brighter, the perfection of the lost paradise will be renewed to its former glory, and humanity will become one in me. My promise to bring you back into the paradise which I created for each one of you even before you took your first breath is about to be witnessed. Each of you has been given this birthright. Prepare. You will be drawn into my paradise through the love which I will place in your hearts and by the graces which you will be granted in your souls. Not one soul amongst you will be able to say that I did not give you every chance, every sign, every reprieve. Pray that you will have the graciousness to accept the glorious life which I have ready for you of a world without end. Your beloved Father, God the Most High.